Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Alex Cazora joins us. Alex, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. I want to take you back in time to a Super Bowl party that you hosted with your good friend, where I understand that you were not enamored with your friend at the Super Bowl party between the Patriots and the Seahawks.
Yeah, let's cool it on the good friend language here. That's not the word I might use.
How about let's use acquaintance?
Yeah, person I was forced to watch the Super Bowl with based on proximity is kind of how I refer to Matt Gatrillo.
As the police would say, person of interest.
What's that?
I said, as the police would say, a person of interest.
Yeah, a person of interest, exactly. I just can say this about this Super Bowl. I'm glad I'm nowhere near Cotrillo, although I can imagine I'll be hearing his screams from many, many miles away.
So what happened at this party as he wore his Eagles apron?
Yeah, that was the famous thing, the Eagles apron. That is burned into my memory. I don't know, Cotrillo, did anything specifically happen? I'm trying to think back. You just were losing your mind, I think, the entire time.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that was the one that Lisa made for me because it was coming up, and I made us all cheesesteaks. We all rooted for the Seahawks, and then we all were disappointed of how it ended because we were all rooting against the Patriots.
Right, yeah. So I'm sure you're going to be just a nervous ball of energy this weekend. So, again, I'm excited I am far, far away for this one.
Gee, and I thought I was the only person thinking this. All right. I want to get to the Senior Bowl. The Senior Bowl to me is always the one to go to and see because the NFL coaching staffs are coaching it, and obviously everybody's there. Who do you think did a good job in your mind, Alex, of improving their stock and now becoming of greater interest with the combine coming up that maybe not had not been in that spot before?
Yeah, I think the strength of the group in Mobile, you know, last year it was the quarterbacks were all the talk. Who was going to separate themselves between Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett, et cetera. You didn't have that great quarterback room down in Mobile this year. I thought the big guys were talking a lot about trenches for the Super Bowl, talking a lot about the trenches for the Senior Bowl, whether you're talking about defensive lineman Keanu Benton from Wisconsin, who could be a high day two pick, who's got length and strength and some quickness to win some of those 1v1 battles. You talk about some of the interior offensive linemen. I thought that was a real strength of that group down there. John Michael Schmitz from Minnesota, who's been a longtime center for the Gophers. I thought he was excellent in terms of some of those 1v1 type moments and some athleticism out in space and the physicality and nasty that he showed. Some guys that kicked inside, yeah, like Tyler Steen from Alabama, I thought had a good week down there. Some of the cornerbacks, Julius Brents from Kansas State, had a nice week. Ty Blue Kelly from Stanford was consistently excellent. It's hard for a cornerback to be consistent in some of those offensive-minded drills. But I always look towards the smaller school guys, the guys that are playing up, and see how they compete against some Power 5 type guys. And Cody Mock, the offensive lineman from North Dakota State, I thought was one of the most impressive players just for the fact that he played everywhere. He played all five spots throughout the week, was playing different spots during the actual Senior Bowl game, whether you're talking guard or tackle. And he's a guy that was nasty in the run game. And just to be able to move like that and embrace the challenge of being versatile and play different positions, playing center for the first time and responding well, I love to see that guy compete. The Senior Bowl has produced some smaller school guys before. First-round pick last year in Cole Strange from UT Chattanooga. I think Cody Mock is a guy to watch within a top 50 pick.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because when I look at the draft itself, guys like that, if they can get themselves into the second round, can be an impact guy moving forward. Any initial thoughts that you have on guys like C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis? Okay, they're not going to be Senior Bowl guys, but they're going to be guys at the top of this draft. What's your thought on the three of them?
Yeah, I haven't gone as far into the quarterback study this year because obviously from my Steelers hat for a second, you know, Kenny Pickett's been able to kind of remove some of the quarterback interest. I've always been a Bryce Young guy, and I understand, you know, the weigh-ins for the combine is going to be interesting and talked about the way that, you know, Kenny Pickett's size was discussed last year, and Young's probably going to come in around, I don't know, 5'11", 195 pounds. He'll be one of the smaller upper echelon quarterbacks in recent memory. But to me, I mean, this guy played so well at Alabama. Just that leader, put the team on his back kind of mentality, and nothing seemed to bother him. Nothing seemed to face him. And I want quarterbacks that have that mental toughness and that will to win, along with the great physical tools that he has, despite not having great size. But it sounds like teams will fall in love with traits and size. That's going to be the case with Will Levis from Kentucky, from Anthony Richardson from Florida, guys that have the high upside and the big arm and super mobile. And, you know, teams always think they can fix and they can make a quarterback work. And that's probably going to be the thought on both Levis and Richardson come draft time.
No offense, but to me, Young and Stroud, I in watching them, you can sit there and you can do all the measurables you want. I've watched them enough. They are a cut above. I mean, just they are a cut above. I don't care what how tall somebody is. I don't care what. I'm watching pure performance. To me, pure performance means more than whether a guy has, quote, measurables.
I'm with you. I think teams can overthink it sometimes and get too caught up because you have so much time, especially if you're a number one pick. And we'll see what Chicago does this year if they trade. But there's so much maybe paralysis of the analysis because there are so many months between your evaluation and you can really start convincing yourself of things. And, you know, I'm with you. I think Bryce Young is to me the clear-cut number one quarterback in this class. But teams always think that they can make a guy work. They can take the guy with the traits and the tools and mold him into a quarterback, and teams have been fooled and burned by that before, and it may happen again. But I think you have to talk about Levis and Richardson being very much in that mix, just like Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud.
I don't get Richardson at all. I mean, I'm talking at all. I mean, I'm talking...
Yeah.
He wouldn't even be on my board.
No, I hear you. I mean, he's a super raw player. He'd be one of the more polarizing arms and really just players of this class. But he does have the traits, the size, the big arm, and when he wows, he wows. And teams always think that they can, you know, have this guy sit for a year, get an NFL program, get with a good coach, and be dedicated to the NFL. And I think back to not that it's a one-to-one comparison, but I think about Mitch Trubisky, who's of course starting in Pittsburgh to start this year. He was a one-year starter in North Carolina. I don't know what the buzz on him became for him to be a second overall pick of Chicago.
You know what? That's interesting you bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up. It's amazing that sometimes, Alex, and you know this, so I'm not telling you anything, sometimes you're better off putting less tape out there. You know what I mean? Sometimes,
yeah, sure.
For the guy, less is more. In other words, we've seen 2 years of Bryce Young. We've seen 2 years of C.J. Stroud. Well, you know, it's like it's interesting how two years of Will Levis and his stock kind of went down in the second year.
Yeah, I think back to Joe Burrow, who came quote unquote out of nowhere, transferring Ohio State, LSU, had that. He was there, I guess, 2 years, but that last year kind of really came on strong. So sometimes those you know multi-year starters. Get nitpicked because there is so much tape out there. So I just think teams fall in love with the traits too much, and they don't look at the whole body of work. I think Trubisky is a good example of that, and there's going to be concerns about is that an issue with Levis and Richardson. But again, I'm with you, Steve. I think Bryce Young, to me, you don't overthink it. He's been the best quarterback his whole time in college football. He's got the traits. He has the ability. He should be the top pick in this year's draft.
All right, so now give me a focus on the Steelers positionally and what you looked at the Senior Bowl. You're saying, you know, if the Steelers went that direction, this guy could help them. If they went that direction, this guy could help them.
Yeah, I think my eyes were on Mike Tomlin because Mike Tomlin, it almost felt like he was himself coaching in the Senior Bowl. That's how close he gets to these guys. I mean, he is like he's taking the next rep in O-line, D-line because he's standing right next to the whole group of guys. And his focus the entire week was on the trenches, offensive line, defensive line, and edge rushers. And, you know, is there a guy that was down there in Mobile that's going to be worthy of the 17th overall pick? I don't think so. It wasn't a top-heavy class at the Senior Bowl this year because some of those big names didn't go. You could look at an Osiris Torrance, the guard from Florida, big dude, 337 pounds. You know, how well he can he move in space is going to be the question. Same with Tennessee offensive tackle Darnell Wright. So I don't know if that guy at 17 is there. But, again, the trenches on Keanu Benton from Wisconsin, Zach Pickens from South Carolina, some of the interior offensive linemen that I mentioned, and some of the edge guys down there I thought were really toolsy. Will McDonald from Iowa State had a strong week. Derek Hall from Auburn, a long edge rusher that sets a physical edge in the run game, can create power and push the pocket. He's a Steelers type of guy. And so, again, first round, probably fewer options that they're going to consider whenever they're on the clock at 17 in April. Sure. But I think second round is where you're going to see some of those Senior Bowl guys get drafted by Pittsburgh.
How do you view the week? I mean, the game is like one thing, like, but which drills do you focus on, Alex, that give you an idea where you think a guy is?
Yeah, for me, you know, you'll see it on Twitter and social media and some of those 1v1 matchups, receivers, DBs, and a receiver, you know, gets open and catches a pass, and everybody is in awe and says how much space this guy created. Of course he created space. It was a 1v1 drill. There's no pass rush. You have the entire field to work with. It gets a little silly sometimes. So I look at the DBs in that drill, and if you're a DB that can compete and win in those moments, then that says something to me about you. And whenever you're actually in real football, when there's a pass rush, the ball's coming out within 3 seconds, and that's where I thought Caillou Blue Kelly from Stanford excelled, Julius Brent from Kansas State excelled. We talk about last year Tariq Woolen from UTSA, big long corner. Brent's a similar mold, not quite the athlete, but similar mold of player. I'll give you one more name as well, Sidney Brown from Illinois, 6 interceptions this past year. Really, really good week down there. Good guy to talk to. He was competing against tight ends, and he was winning some of those matchups. I love this guy, and he's going to be a day two pick.
Sidney Brown's a good player because he has good instincts. I like his size, and I like his closing speed. You know, because obviously Penn State played Illinois the last couple of years, so I saw him play. And I think he's got all those traits.
Yeah, and he's just his compete level's off the charts. His football IQ, his technique, again, some of these drills, they had safeties going against these tight ends, and obviously Brown was giving size to some of these big guys, and he was still making plays. He's got his twin brother down there, Chase Brown, so a really cool moment for him, and this dude is rocked up. So I think that's a really good value pick that can play safety or slot corner.
So we've established essentially that Cotrillo is an acquaintance.
Person of interest, yeah.
Person of interest. I like that. I mean, we might as well go really with Alex with the legal term.
I'm used to that, so that works.
You know, it'll be fine. I'm happy that Cotrillo's Eagles are in the Super Bowl, and you know, I think it'll be a great game. But I think the Eagles, I mean, they had 70 sacks this year. I think about what Tampa did to Kansas City a couple of years ago, getting after Mahomes. I know that Chiefs O-line is better, but it's still not great. And just how deep and how fresh that Eagles D-line is going to be, I'm taking Eagles in this one.
Wow, you went out of your way to make Cotrillo happy.
Oh, my almighty!
Doesn't happen often.
Don't get used to it.
Alex, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Good luck, Cotrillo. Appreciate you guys.